12 provinces of DRC are affected by the outbreak of mpox, and we must know that the situation is horrible since dozens of cases are registered every day. The country is so big and many places are not reachable. Some cases are no longer registered because of the place they are located.
What has been the medical response so far? First, by the Congolese health authorities, and second, by the World Health Organization, WHO.
In the east part of the DRC, especially in the province of North Kivu, the most affected people are IDPs in their camps where there is no water for sanitation. And this is one of the problems which people are facing in the city of Goma, because the outbreak is affected people who have not any mechanism to protect themselves against this disease. While waiting for a vaccination program, Congolese health authorities are proposing to affected people an asymptomatic treatment, because, you know, mpox is not new in DRC. This is the second decade in which some provinces of DRC, such as Chopo, Sankuru, Ekwata, Manyema, have mpox outbreak. It's new in the eastern Congo, but not in the central Congo. So the treatment is ongoing, and some people are recovered, but everybody here in the DRC are waiting for the vaccination, which can block the chain of transmission.
What is the impact of the conflict in eastern Congo on the efforts to control the epidemic?
At this moment, the conflict has not yet impacted the control of this disease, because almost all cases in North Kivu are in a zone under government control. But what I fear is if some cases or lot of cases will now start being recorded in the zone under rebel control, and as roads are not open, it will be a big problem to humanitarian and to health worker to help or to treat these people affected in the rebel area. But for now, as all cases are in the zone under the government area, all affected people, such as IDP or locals of Goma, are getting medical care.